Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I've got Sam Davis, our esteemed executive radio producer, here with us. And he's also the ambassador of the weekend. So, Sam, do your thing.
Welcome to the weekend, activators. Lovely weather in the Atlanta area this weekend, so make sure you get outside. That's where I'll be for sure.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, you can stay inside and watch Georgia and Georgia Tech football and the Atlanta Braves in the National Championship League Series, right? So NLCS, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be watching a little bit of baseball, be playing a little bit of golf, enjoying the great outdoors, and having a good weekend. I hope our activators do the same.
Absolutely. So we've got a really big show today. We're going to talk about the Social Security Administration came out with a cost of living adjustment. We're going to talk about an incredible market update. We've got something important that happened with this market update. And then we've got an inflation demonstration that I think is very detailed that you're going to like to understand and listen to. We're going to talk about this week in history. We're going to talk about the three big rules to help guide you to a successful retirement, three rules you should follow for a successful retirement. And then we're also going to, of course, have our final countdown and recap it all. Right now, as an homage to my radio hero, Rush Limbaugh, I've got information hot off the presses, and I am rustling my papers just to make sure that you know this is a big deal. So the Social Security Administration cost of living adjustment will be 5.9% in 2022. The Social Security Administration announced it on Wednesday. The 5.9% COLA, or cost of living adjustment, will be the biggest boost to Social Security beneficiaries' checks in about 40 years. That's almost four decades. In 2021, the Social Security COLA was 1.3%. As an example, and now it's 5.9%. The last time the annual adjustment came close to the 2022 figure was 2009, when the beneficiary saw a 5.8% increase. More than 64 million Social Security beneficiaries will see boosts in their monthly checks starting in January. Also, I want to be clear about something too. This is pretty interesting. 9 in 10 people age 65 and older are receiving a Social Security benefit as of the end of last year. So that was pretty remarkable. So let's dive into this a little bit more. The adjustment is a response to consumer prices in the United States that have jumped at their fastest pace in years. It is tied to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. Specifically, it's tied to Consumer Pricing Index, CPI-E, which is 5% higher than CPI-U. CPI-U is basically what we call, and I'm doing air quotes here, folks, they call it the headline CPI, which is what all of the news organizations use. CPI-E is 5% higher. So if the CPI was 3% as an example, CPI-U was 3%, then CPI-E would be 3.15%. It's 5% higher. And the consumer pricing index, get this, rose 5.4% in September from a year earlier. Inflation has accelerated this year as the global economy recovers from pandemic-driven lockdowns. Early on, the price gains were fueled by rebounding airfares, restaurant meals, and other items whose demand collapsed in 2020. More recently, the shortages of products and supply chain challenges have added to the gains. Consumer price index data released on Wednesday showed that prices jumped more than expected last month. Housing prices firmed, and food, especially meat and eggs, cost consumers more. The maximum amount of workers' earnings subject to the Social Security tax will also increase to $147,000 from $142,800, the administration said. For many people who receive Social Security, the monthly check represents a significant portion of their annual income. In fact, a majority of Americans, their Social Security income benefit is either the number one or number two source of income during their retirement years. Among the beneficiaries, 37% of men and 42% of women receive at least half of their income from Social Security, according to an administration fact sheet. And 12% of men and 15% of women rely on the checks for at least 90% of their income. We don't want that to happen to you. We want to make sure that you don't outlive your money where all you're having to do is live on Social Security. We want you to not make big mistakes as you're planning for retirement. We want to do everything we can to protect and grow your wealth and also help you generate a retirement income you could never outlive. Did you know also that you can generate your own pension with a product called a fixed index annuity? We can help you do that. It's also a great bond replacement strategy. We'll talk about more of that today. We're also going to talk about the three financial rules you need to follow to build a successful retirement. And then also further on this cost of living adjustment of 5.9% that is being offered that starts in January of 2022. Older Americans, people with disabilities, and children and spouses of deceased recipients depend on benefits to afford essentials, including food, housing, utilities, et cetera. Although some said they welcome the increased benefit, they also worry that it might not be enough to offset inflation and the rising cost of Medicare. Premiums for Medicare Part B, which covers doctor's visits and outpatient care, are deducted from Social Security checks. I want to be clear about that. Many folks think that, hey, I'm going to make $3,000 a month in my Social Security benefit, I'm going to be fine. They don't understand that the Social Security, Medicare Part A and Part B are deducted from the Social Security checks directly. Nearly 9 out of 10 people age 65 and older, as I talked about before, were receiving a Social Security benefit as of the end of last year. What that means is that most people are not waiting till full retirement age, because full retirement age is either 66 in a few months or 67 years old if you were born in 1960 or later. That is a huge concern, and almost nobody's making it age 70 on Social Security, on their Social Security benefit. So what we'd encourage you to do is try to wait a little bit longer. You get 8% a year in additional Social Security benefit a year for every year you wait past your full retirement age. The longer you wait with Social Security, the more you're going to make over time. Also, the CDC that's based here in Atlanta came out with a study that said that if both spouses live to be age 65, there is literally over a 50% chance that one of them is going to live to be at least be age 90. And guys, let's just face it, it's going to be the ladies, right? We need to plan for that eventual deal. Also, you need to plan, have a plan for your retirement income gap that is created when one spouse passes away. When one spouse passes away, you've got a loss of 33% of your Social Security benefit at least. So imagine this. You've got a husband who worked his whole life outside the home, and you've got the wife who worked inside the home raising the kids and worked harder than the husband did, right? Can I get an amen, ladies, as you're driving around Atlanta or listen to us on Active Wealth Show or on Spotify or Stitcher or Google Play or iTunes? There's no doubt about that. The women work incredibly hard. And let's say that the gentleman is making $30,000 a year in a Social Security income benefit, and the spouse, his wife, is making $15,000 a year, which is 50% of his. So that's $45,000 to the household. If the gentleman dies, let's say he dies at age 90, but the wife is still living, well, on the day he passes away, she stops getting her Social Security benefit check and she gets his. So in other words, they lose $15,000. Therefore, $15,000 is 33% of $45,000, and she's getting $30,000, but she's not making the same kind of Social Security income she was making. You need to have a plan for that. And if you don't have a plan for that, I would encourage you to go ahead and pick the phone up and give us a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Also, we're happy to help you. All you have to do is schedule an appointment by visiting activewealth.com. We've got a set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and you can just click that, and we're happy to help you. If you're looking to get a Social Security maximization report and a retirement income gap analysis, in addition to a portfolio analysis and a financial plan to your 95th birthday, that also includes a Roth ladder conversion plan. Now, all that was a mouthful. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com and we'll give that to you. That is literally a $1,500 value that we're offering to our activators absolutely at no cost to you, completely free. And we do that on the front end because we're fiduciaries even before we start working with you. That means we have to put your needs ahead of our own. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that we're protecting your interest and helping you build a successful retirement. We want to build a fee efficient, market efficient, and tax efficient portfolio for you so you can enjoy that retirement and you don't have to look at the stock ticker every day. We want to do everything we can to help you. And again, we would just encourage you to reach out to us at activewealth.com and we'll get going. So the rest of the show today, we're going to talk about our inflation demonstration. We'll also do a market update. We just felt like it was way too important. We had to go ahead and share that incredible news on a 5.9% cost of living adjustment. It's going to add to the Social Security income benefit for everybody. You're going to get a 5.9% uplift. I would argue that it's not the same. It's not keeping pace with inflation because inflation is going nuts. I mean, if you try to buy milk or eggs or bacon or beef in the grocery store, you've seen runaway prices. If you're trying to buy gas, you know what? We had $1.79 a gallon when Trump was president, and now we're at over $3. It's just literally ridiculous. Part of it too is we got a huge labor shortage because everybody was living off the stimulus checks. We don't need to get into this living wage stuff. We need to get back to what America does, which is America goes to work. And America dreams big, and we work hard. That's what America was built on. We weren't built on people staying at home and cashing a check from the government. That's just not the way it works. We want to help you build a successful retirement. We come back from the break. We're going to get a market update. We've also got a very detailed inflation demonstration we're going to talk through. And we're going to talk about the three financial rules you need to follow for a successful retirement right here on AM 920 The Answer. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show. And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. I've got our Executive Producer, Sam Davis, with us. And we're going to give you a quick market update and an inflation demonstration on this segment. And this is a really important one.
Your Active Wealth Market Update.
So jobless claims fall below 300,000 for the first time since the pandemic began. In another sign that the jobs market is getting closer to its old self, first-time claims for unemployment insurance totaled 293,000, the best level since March 14th, 2020, which saw 256,000 jobless claims just as the COVID-19 spread intensified. The continued reopening of the world economy has led to a big demand on energy, one of the reasons for the rising cost of oil, which rose to a seven-year high this week, now priced at more than $80 a barrel. Also, I would say that our buddy Joe Biden closing down different pipelines didn't help. The Keystone Pipeline killing that didn't help either. The U.S. national average for a price of gasoline also rose to a seven-year high this week, with the national average being $3.27 a gallon. We were net positive under President Trump, and we are net negative under whatever our president is right now. Energy demands have led to rising costs, not only in the U.S., but also around the world. Prices for natural gas and coal have increased significantly. In labor news, U.S. workers are trickling back into offices at the highest rate since the pandemic began. Office building use has gone up after many buildings and office parks were sitting mostly empty during the pandemic in 2020. And now for our inflation demonstration.
It's time for an Active Wealth inflation demonstration.
And Sam, let me bring you in here. Let's talk about this a little bit. So when low supply is met with high demand, that spells high costs for consumers. On this week's inflation demonstration, you know, you and I are going to talk about how we're going to share a list of goods that are expected to have low and possibly no inventory as we work our way into the holiday season. You've got a special outlook on this holiday season as well. You think this holiday season is going to be much more robust than last year.
Yeah, I mean, how could it not be? Last year, still so many people with concerns of the pandemic were not traveling for the holidays. That gives a hit to the economy. They were not buying as much because there was so much unemployment, a lot of jobless claims. As we continue to update the activators every week, those were some tough months that we were going through. And I think this holiday season is going to be one of the biggest of the last few years. You know, it's just like, think about how big, you know, football season has felt this year compared to last year.
No question.
Just because the world's open again and everyone sort of feels like they were robbed of those experiences during 2020. Not a good holiday season for a lot of folks. So, well, especially it's going to be big.
Yeah. Also college football season, especially the state of Georgia. I know all the Georgia fans are very hopeful, and, you know, Georgia Tech's had some good wins as well. And so, I think there's a lot of positivity in our state, and it's not just because of the performance of football teams. Obviously, we're in a right to work state. There's a lot of momentum with companies, and it is good to see. I mean, even in the King Queen building, we're seeing more people moving in to the buildings, which is great. Here in our office, we're on the 29th floor of the King building, right there on Perimeter, near Perimeter Mall, and we overlook Georgia 400 and get to see our commute home. But let's kind of get back into this inflation demonstration stuff. So supply issues have been made worse by the energy crises in mainland China and Europe, as well continued increases in shipping costs. Capital Economics noted that the number of ships waiting outside Chinese ports has jumped again in recent weeks. Additionally, factory shutdowns in Vietnam, where many firms move manufacturing to amid the U.S. China trade dispute, have also affected the production of many goods. And here's a list of goods that have been affected in the lead up to the holiday shopping season. This is per a CNBC business report. In food, expected food costs both in restaurants and grocery stores should rise as supply shortages continue. This will especially be noticeable in Europe due to rising energy prices. Also, fertilizer shortages have caused a cascade effect and exacerbated this issue. Then number two, carbonated beverages, dry ice, and packaged goods. Fertilizer shortages have also led to a carbon dioxide shortage. Isn't that interesting? CO2 is used to give certain drinks their bubbles, but is also used in packaged and frozen goods to keep products fresher for longer. And number three, and this one affects me because I got to get a new iPhone because my old one's cracked. I'm going to get the 13 here, I think. But iPhones, electronics, and toys, several Apple manufacturer suppliers have suspended operations at their factories in China. The entire electronics industry is suffering from a chip shortage that has been ongoing since 2020. There are a lot of people that like to get new iPhones, don't you think, Sam, during the Christmas holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be one of the premier Christmas presents that you could find under your tree, I would think.
Yeah, especially for all you millennials out there. So I would just do everything we can to make sure you get your iPhones early and often and plan for Christmas earlier. This is October. Don't wait till the last minute. Then number four is holiday decorations. Huge demand for decorations is expected this holiday season. The prices will be higher due to low supply and rising shipping costs. And you also get a head start on your holiday shopping to avoid paying too much for the decor. My wife is literally ready November 1st. She's skipping Thanksgiving altogether and just loading up on Christmas already. And I think there's more wives doing it. I think it's like a huge movement. What do you think about that?
There have been pumpkin decorations for the last 2 weeks at my house. The moment October hit, pumpkins were everywhere. Yeah, just in my house.
Got to get your pumpkin on.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, don't you dare admit that you don't like pumpkin spice anything. Like, I'm not a big pumpkin spice anything guy.
And no.
Don't dare admit it.
My wife says during October, if pumpkin spice is an option, pumpkin spice is the way we're going.
Right. So activators, do me a favor. Don't tell anybody that I'm not a big pumpkin spice guy. All right. Then number five is sports shoes and sportswear. And I've kind of run into this too, because I play Alta tennis and I play a little bit of golf, and they were out of some of my favorite shoes from K-Swiss and Asics on the tennis side. And I've been dragging my toe a little bit, and when I'm serving, and worn a hole in my shoes, and it took a while for me to get in the new K-Swiss stuff. So I think it was K-Swiss Legends what I got.
Yeah, the footwear one's really interesting. We've actually had that footwear shortage for quite a while. Early on in the pandemic, so many people wanted to get outside, start running, start hiking, because it was some of the only activities they could do. That caused a shortage, plus everything else that's been going on with the economy the last couple of years. And that's just a lot of shoes to not have.
Yeah, and this report that you researched, it's pretty amazing. Factory shutdowns in Vietnam have led to a production loss of 150 million pairs of shoes, according to Bank of America estimates. Are you kidding? 150 million pairs of shoes? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a pair of shoes for about half the country.
It's unreal. Crazy. And then automobiles, obviously we know about, you know, the automobile shortage. Shortages have been ongoing since 2020 due to the chip shortage, and consumers opted for used cars, driving up used vehicles. Factory shutdowns in Asia have made this even worse. And so that's kind of your inflation demonstration for the week. What we're going to do is we're going to cover some week in history stuff as when we come back. We're also going to talk about the three rules, and I'll just give you what those three rules are. I mean, number one is the 4% rule. Number two is the rule of 72. And number three is the rule of 100. And we're going to talk through those three rules in these last two segments. We're going to give you some really cool this week in history. We're going to have our final countdown as well. But we're going to talk a little bit more about how to build a successful retirement, how to build that smart financial plan as well. That, you know, that smart financial plan includes smart, safe investments with fixed index annuities. It includes smart risk investments with tactical asset allocation. It includes smart health decisions with Medicare supplement and or Medicare Advantage plans. And we work with Bonnie Dobbs with Medicare and Other Red Tape. She's a fantastic human being. We love her. And we love her whole team. And we love partnering with her on anything Medicare. And if you've got a question about Medicare, we'll get you in touch with Bonnie. All you have to do is reach out to us at activewealth.com and set an appointment with us, and we're happy to talk to you and introduce you to Bonnie. And then number four would be smart tax solutions. You want to build, you know, a smart tax plan. So you want to have like Roth ladder conversions, potentially invest in life insurance, because Roth IRAs and life insurance are only two truly tax-free investments out there. Many folks think that municipal bonds are tax-free. They actually are not truly tax-free, because they interest from municipal bonds do contribute to things like Social Security income benefit taxation, and then also additional Medicare surcharges. So we want to be careful about what we're saying is truly tax-free. There's only two types of investments out there. Again, to recap, it's Roth IRAs and life insurance. I've got a gentleman, we'll talk about him right when we come back from the break, that is invested in a index universal life policy that's going to generate a significant amount of tax-free income for he and his family. And we'll talk through that when we come back from the break. We're so glad you're with us this week. We're talking about the three financial rules you need to follow, at least these three financial rules to follow to build a successful retirement. We're also talking about how to build a smart financial plan with smart risk, smart safe, smart health, and smart tax investment decisions. We're going to talk even more about how to build that successful retirement that's tax efficient, fee efficient, and market efficient moving forward. And we're going to have some really cool stuff on This Week in History. I think you're going to love it. Come right back to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920, The Answer.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house. I would buy you a house.
Are you concerned about U.S. tax rates being raised by the Biden administration and how that will affect your retirement? Tune in to The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
And welcome back, folks, to the Active Wealth Show. We're so glad you're with us this week. And we've got a couple really cool This Week in History stuff for this segment. And Sam, I'm going to bring you in and let you share the information about Dwight D. Eisenhower being born on October 14th, 1890.
Yeah, so Dwight D. Eisenhower, former U.S. president, former five-star general, the Supreme Allied Commander in World War II. I mean, these are some pretty great resume items. Also, raised in Kansas, which I must say probably contributed to his success later in life. Although I will say he was born in Texas.
But he was raised in Kansas, where you were raised.
That's right. And I do remember going on a class field trip, maybe like 12 years old. We went up to Abilene, Kansas, and saw the presidential library, his childhood home. Eisenhower is buried there. So it's a great place to visit. Cool small town in Kansas. So Dwight Eisenhower, born This Week in History, 1890.
That's good stuff. Also, This Week in History. Well, first of all, let me just say this. Dwight Eisenhower was a bad man. He was awesome. Have you seen the memes, Sam, where you've got just Dwight Eisenhower with his five stars and he didn't have all these other medals? And then they show the general that let Afghanistan go without any planning and all that stuff. Have you seen the comparisons? Because the general today has got like a 9 million medals all over his jacket.
Yeah.
And Eisenhower's like, I could care less because I'm just here to do a job.
I haven't seen those memes. You'll have to send me a meme email.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Pretty good stuff. All right. And then this one is really important for my girls. So October 16th, 1923, the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio was founded, eventually became Walt Disney Animation Studios. From Oswald the Lucky Rabbit to Mickey Mouse to Snow White to the Seven Dwarfs, Disney Studios have brought life to hundreds of world-renowned stories, and they continue to make movies almost 100 years later. And, you know, stories are really important. I want to tell you a story about a gentleman who works here in Atlanta. He works for a major manufacturer, and he used to work at Goodyear. And he and his wife, he's an executive, and he and his wife made the decision that they're going to put $2,000 away because they're trying to limit the taxes that they're paying. And they're putting $2,000 away a month into an index universal life policy. They've got a $417,000 death benefit to protect the family. But what's interesting is when he retires, that in 10 years later, at age 65, there's going to be a significant amount of cash value that's built up. But what's even more interesting is he's on pace to generate $26,502 in tax-free retirement income a year, starting at age 65, just 10 years later. He's doing a 10 pay. He pays $2,000 a month for 10 years. It's $240,000, but he's able to generate $26,502 a month, absolutely tax-free. And it is absolutely 100% completely legal. It is part of the IRS tax code of rule of 7702. These are called like rule 7702 plans because of the IRS code. And you're able to generate that tax-free income by taking loans against the policy that you don't have to pay back. And also there's always a permanent death benefit as well. And we think that's a big deal. And it's also, this isn't some life insurance policy that's going to expire. This is not a term policy. This is not something where you're only going to do it for 10 years. And if you live beyond the 10 years, you don't get paid out any money. If you got an interest in this and you want to learn a little bit more about how to generate tax-free retirement income starting the year you retire, then I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And Deborah and her team are standing by to take your call. The other thing that I would encourage you to do is, if you can't remember the phone number, just remember activewealth.com and just check out activewealth.com, and we're happy to work with you and at least get you a free retirement income plan, absolutely at no cost to you. We're going to do it absolutely for free on the front end because we want you to make an informed financial decision. That's really important. Let's get into these rules. And so the first rule we're going to talk about is the rule of 100, which basically helps you understand the risks you should be taking during retirement and try not to exceed it. And Sam, go ahead and play chapter 6 from my new book that talks about the rule of 100. And we'll talk more about it right after this chapter's over. You've got an audiobook chapter that's available. My audiobook is available on Amazon. And I would encourage you to go ahead and reach out to Amazon and go get that downloaded. It's only like $6. And if you want a free copy of my book, Annuity 360, all you have to do is go to annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. Go ahead, Sam, and play chapter 6 about the rule of 100.
Chapter 6, the rule of 100. Big idea. You want to risk less as you get older because you have less time to make up any big losses. As you get closer to your golden years, many financial professionals advise gradually reducing your risk. Retirees and pre-retirees don't have the luxury of waiting for the market to bounce back after a dip. The dilemma is figuring out how safe you should be in certain stages of your life. For years, a commonly cited rule of thumb has helped simplify asset allocation. This rule states that individuals should hold a percentage of their stocks that is equal to 100 minus your age. For example, a 60-year-old would have 40% of their holdings in stocks and 60% in fixed income products like bonds or fixed indexed annuities. Why you should follow the rule of 100. Take our current example of a 60-year-old. At age 40, your risk capacity is higher. You have more time to rebuild your wealth should you experience a dip in the market. However, at age 60, you can't afford to risk as much of your portfolio in the market because the time horizon to rebuild your wealth is much shorter. Rule of 120? Many financial advisors now advocate the rule of 120 so they can get a significant rate of return for their clients and maintain management of the portfolio. I disagree. With today's market volatility, a retiree does not want to go back to work in a job making less than what they made before. They must consider following the rule of 100 or at least a 50-50 smart financial plan that is built equally with smart risk and smart safe investments.
So hope you guys enjoyed that chapter, chapter six from my new book, Annuity 360. And listen, rule 100 basically states this. You just take 100, you subtract your age from 100, and whatever is left over is the percentage of your assets of your portfolio that should be at risk in the market. So if you're 60 years old and you subtract, like we talked about in the chapter, you're 60 years old and you subtract it from 100, that means only 40% of your assets should be at risk. And many of you driving around or listening to us on the activewealthshow.com, on activewealthshow.com, or on Stitcher or Spotify or iHeartRadio or Salem or Google Play or iTunes, I would just tell you this. You need to not take 80% risk in your portfolio. It is too risky for you. We don't want you to have to go back to work at Walmart and say, hey, would you like a basket or a cart? We want to make sure that you're able to enjoy your retirement, spend time with your family, spend time with your kids and your grandkids, enjoy playing golf or spending time outdoors or traveling or whatever you want to do. We've got to do a better job at de-levering and taking risk out of our portfolio. And one of the best ways to do that is do a bond replacement. And if you've got questions about what is a bond replacement, how do I implement one? How do I implement a bond replacement strategy? Then I would encourage you to visit bondreplacement.com. I've written a detailed report that is several pages, but it's a quick read. And we got a really great graphic designer to design it. So it makes it look really cool. But it really describes what a bond replacement is. And it's a great way to eliminate any advisory fees. It's a great way to do so much more with your money and grow your money beyond what a typical bond portfolio is with low interest rates, even though we're in a slightly rising interest rate environment. That also means that your bonds that you hold today are going to be worth less in the future if bond interest rates go up. So you need to be very careful. I would encourage you to check out bondreplacement.com. That's bondreplacement.com. Submit your information. You'll get a free download of my absolutely free report that is incredibly detailed about how to implement a bond replacement strategy. And I don't just say this for my health, folks. I want to make sure you understand replacing the bonds in your portfolio is a good thing for you. And you're going to see in that report that on $1 million portfolio, just the bond portion, the 40% portion that should be in bonds on a modern portfolio theory, 60% stocks and 40% bonds, just the bond portfolio portion would be worth $2.84 million more if you invest in a fixed index annuity versus investing in a bond portfolio like the Moody's BAA that only did 3.22% last year. And you get between 5 and 10 plus percent in a fixed index annuity because you can get market-like gains without market-like risk. And so I would encourage you to consider that. Check out bondreplacement.com. You'll enjoy it. Also, annuity360.net is the place to go if you want to get my free book. And then also if you want to download the entire audiobook, I would encourage you to go ahead and visit Amazon and get that downloaded. It's only like $6. And really appreciate everybody's help on getting that audiobook recorded as well. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about these other two rules, which is, you know, the 4% rule and rule of 72. I think you're going to like hearing about those two rules. If you don't know about them, most activators do, but we're going to make sure that you know about them today. And we're going to have our final countdown, and we're going to talk more about what happened in this date in history, this week in history, if you will. And we're so glad you've been with us. You listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. You're going to want to come back for those other two rules you should follow for successful retirement.
We have Ford Stokes, author of two important personal finance books, Annuity 360 and Taxes Are on Sale, here on AM 920, The Answer. As the host of The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at 12 noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
All right, and welcome back, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor, and I've got Sam Davis, our Executive Producer, with us. And we've got a couple really good ones, really good this week in history. On October 17th, 1931, Al Capone went to prison. Prohibition, which outlawed the brewing and distribution of alcohol and lasted from 1920 to 1933, proved extremely lucrative for bootleggers and gangsters like Capone, who raked in millions from his underworld activities. While awaiting the results of the appeals, Capone was confined to the Cook County Jail. Upon denials of the appeals, he entered the U.S. Penitentiary in Atlanta, serving his sentence there and at Alcatraz, which is amazing that I didn't realize that he'd spent time in the U.S. Penitentiary in Atlanta. And then the other one that was really cool, and my dad would love to hear this one, and also my brother-in-law who flies the F-18 Growler for the U.S. Navy. On October 14th, 1947, Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier. That's a lot of people thought that your plane would get crushed when you broke the sound barrier. And Chuck Yeager just, you know, was braver than everybody else and broke the sound barrier, which I thought was great. So, Sam, we've got Chapter 7 and Chapter 8 from our new book, Annuity 360. And this next one is really important. It really speaks to budgeting. It's the 4% rule. It basically states if you don't spend more than your 4% of your principal, you likely won't run out of money.
Chapter 7, the 4% rule. Big idea. Withdrawing 4% or less annually from your portfolio will ensure that you will not draw down your account too quickly and that your income lasts for your entire retirement. What is it? The 4% rule is a rule of thumb used by investors to determine how much retirees should withdraw from their retirement account each year. This rule should ideally help provide a steady income stream for the retiree while also maintaining an account balance that keeps their income flowing throughout retirement. By withdrawing only 4% from your account, many financial professionals believe this will help your wealth last through your retirement and that you will be able to live comfortably with this withdrawal rate. This rule helps financial planners and retirees set the withdrawal rate for their portfolios. Life expectancy also plays an important role in this process by determining if the selected rate will be sustainable. Retirees that live longer will need portfolios to last longer, and medical costs and other expenses could increase as retirees age. Where did this rule come from? The 4% rule was created using historical data on stock and bond returns over a 50-year period from 1926 to 1976. Before the early 1990s, experts generally considered 5% to be the safe amount for retirees to withdraw from their portfolio each year. In 1994, William Bengen, a financial advisor, conducted a study of historical returns. He focused heavily on the severe market downturns in the 1930s and the 1970s. Bengen concluded that even during those markets, there was no historical basis that a withdrawal rate based on the 4% rule would exhaust a retirement portfolio in less than 33 years. Some retirees will choose to stick to the 4% rule all the time and never adjust for inflation. However, the rule allows retirees to increase the withdrawal rate to keep up with inflation. There are two options to do this. The first option provides steady and predictable increase, while the second option will more effectively match your income to cost of living changes. Option one, setting a flat annual increase of 2%, which is the Federal Reserve's target inflation rate. Option 2, adjusting withdrawals based on actual inflation rates. The first option provides steady and predictable increase, while the second option will more effectively match your income to cost of living changes. Two scenarios where you should avoid using the 4% rule. Scenario 1, a severe or protracted market downturn can erode the value of a high-risk investment vehicle much faster than it can in a typical retirement portfolio. Be cognizant of the health of the market and talk with a professional if you have any questions or want to make changes to your portfolio. Scenario 2, the 4% rule does not work unless you commit to it year in and year out. Violating the rule for 1 year to splurge on major purchases can have severe consequences down the road. It will reduce the principal, which directly impacts the compound interest that the retiree depends on for sustainability.
A lot of people are like, well, I can't live on just 4%, Ford. Well, here's the deal. You probably can. You've got to be very careful on your withdrawal rates. You can't over claw back on those withdrawals. Try to stick to that 4% rule, and I think you'll find that your money is going to last, and also you'll have a lasting legacy for your kids as well. Well, Sam, go ahead and play chapter 8 about the rule 72. It's actually a really fun rule, and it's great to kind of do some math to understand how quick your money will really double during retirement.
Chapter 8, rule of 72, big idea. Knowing how long it will take your investments to double is a good planning tool. This will help you track your investments and calculate future earnings. What is it? The rule is a simple way for you to calculate how long your investments will take to double with a fixed annual rate of interest. If you divide 72 by the annual rate of return, you can get an estimate of how many years it will take for the initial investment to duplicate. The rule of 72 is relatively accurate when it comes to low rates of return, but becomes less accurate as rates of return increase. Example, an investment of $1. Annual fixed interest rate equals 10%. 72 divided by 10 equals 7.2. An investment of $10 with an annual fixed interest rate of 10% would approximately take 7.2 years to grow to $20. Rule of 72 adjustment. The most realistic simulation for the rule of 72 is an 8% interest rate. However, you can make a small adjustment to the rule in order to make the calculation even more accurate. For every 3 points that an interest rate strays from 8%, you either add or subtract 1 from 72. The adjustment is not necessary, but some people prefer to make this adjustment because the time frame of this version of the rule is more accurate. Example 1. If your rate is 5%, you would just adjust the rule to be the rule of 71. This is because 5% is 3 points lower than 8%, which means you subtract 1 from 72. Example 2. If your rate is 11%, you would adjust the rule to be the rule of 73. This is because 11% is 3 points higher than 8%, which means you would add 1 to 72. Other ways to use the rule of 72. Things with compounded rates. You don't have to use the rule of 72 just for invested or loan money. It can be used for anything that grows at a compounded rate, such as population, macroeconomic numbers, charges, or loans. Example. The gross domestic product, GDP, grows at 4% annually. You could expect the economy to double in 18 years because 72 divided by 4 equals 18. Estimating the effects of investment fees. The rule of 72 can also be used to estimate the long-term effects of fees that eat into your investment. Example 1. A mutual fund charges 6% in annual expense fees. It will reduce your investment principal by half in about 12 years. Because 72 divided by 6 equals 12. Example 2. A borrower pays 8% interest on a credit card. They will double the amount they owe in 9 years because 72 divided by 8 equals 9. Estimating the effects of inflation. The rule can also be used to find out how long it will take for your money's value to halve due to inflation. Example. Inflation is at 4%. The purchasing power of your money will halve in 18 years because 72 divided by 4 equals 18.
All right, we're almost out of time here. Now it's time for the final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
The final countdown.
On this week's show, we gave you a market update. We talked about that 5.9% cost of living adjustment that just got announced on Wednesday from the Social Security Administration. And you know, it's probably also not keeping pace with the runaway inflation we're having. We also highlighted rising energy costs and increasing supply issues. We gave you our weekly inflation demonstration, listed the top items that are expected to have low and possibly no inventory during this holiday season, including food, carbonated beverages, dry ice, packaged goods, Apple iPhones, electronics, toys, holiday decorations, sports shoes, sportswear, and automobiles. We hope you've enjoyed this week's Active Wealth Show. We love working with you. We love educating you and helping you build a strong retirement. Because again, our goal is to help you build a smart financial plan that includes smart risk, smart safe, smart health, and smart tax investment decisions that will equal a smart financial plan that hopefully will deliver a market efficient, fee efficient, and tax efficient portfolio for you and help it give you a great retirement where you've got peace of mind and you're enjoying your family, enjoying time you're spending with your spouse and your kids and your grandkids, and also helping you leave a fantastic and significant family legacy. And listen, remember, with your retirement, make sure you are inspecting what you expect. If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly about your retirement. Be aggressive about trying to seek information about your retirement. It is your money. Don't pay the government too much in taxes. We can help you with a Roth ladder conversion plan. We can help you build tax-free retirement income. All you have to do is reach out to us at activewealth.com. We're happy to help you. And we'll be right back with you next week on a brand new show of the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.